This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you're ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Leading the news this week in the franchise industry, the International Franchise Association announced Matthew Haller has been appointed president and CEO. Haller will work with the IFA board, the foundation, and lead the IFA staff to move forward together to tackle one of the most important times in the franchising industry's history. Luby's announced the company has entered into an agreement to sell the Fuddruckers franchise business operations to a newly formed affiliate of Nicholas Perkins. The Fuddruckers brand currently has 92 locations operating in the U.S., including 13 locations operated by affiliates of Mr. Perkins. Wingstop is launching a new concept focused on thigh meat rather than wings and calling the virtual brand Thighstop. As wing prices have been soaring, Charlie Morrison, Wingstop CEO and chairman, said the company was looking to provide relief to its franchise partners. Morrison said the thighs will be available as a carryout item at all 1,400 brick-and-mortar locations. SPB Hospitality, the parent company for Logan's Roadhouse, Old Chicago Pizza and Taproom, and other brands, is consolidating its corporate offices from Denver and Nashville and moving to Houston by mid-August. CEO Jim Mazzani said, "We actually are coming out of the pandemic in very strong shape. The organization is primed to grow, and we wanted to centralize our support center in one area." Petland announced its support of the Canine Care Certified Program administered by Purdue University. Joe Watson, CEO of Petland, said, "Americans want the right to choose where they select their pet, and at Petland, we are committed to providing these families with pets raised by responsible breeders. Our goal is to eventually have all breeders supplying puppies to Petland fully compliant with and certified by the program." ServPro is partnering with Northern Trust and the PGA Tour to honor first responders with complimentary admission to the Northern Trust. ServPro CEO Rick Isaacson said, "We are looking forward to providing our heroes with a dedicated venue on site to ensure they and their families have a comfortable place to enjoy the tournament. In addition to the tournament program, we are partnering with the First Responders Children's Foundation and are thrilled to announce a $100,000 donation to the organization." And check this out. Sonic Drive-In is challenging three popular TikTok personalities to hack the Sonic menu and recreate fan-favorite menu items using ingredients gathered from other fast food or convenience store locations. Newton Nguyen, Nicole Rennard, and Kina Pei are tackling handmade onion rings and the foot-long quarter-pound coney and the cherry limeade. Back with a lot of people news after a quick word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. In People News, Sonia Tilke joins Blaze Pizza as VP of Marketing. At the Connect agency, Tara Lopez has been promoted to VP of Operations. Craig Marin joins Ularity as VP of New Business. Best Life Brands announced the addition of Jennifer Lobianco as Senior VP of Marketing. Wingzone announced the hiring of Derek Roback as VP of Operations and Dean Sasso as the new Director of Marketing. Dunkin' announced the appointment of Rafael Acevedo to the position of U.S. Chief Marketing Officer. Batteries Plus announced the promotion of Joe Malmuth to VP of Franchise Development and Relations. Friendly's Restaurants and Brix Holdings added David Ellis as Chief Marketing Officer for all brands and the promotion of Sylvia Becker to VP of Marketing for Friendly's Restaurants. Inspire Brands announced that Kate Jaspin has been named Chief Financial Officer. Taffer's Tavern announced George Barton as VP of Corporate Operations. Rave Restaurant Group, the parent company of Pizza Inn and Pie 5 Pizza, announced the promotion of Clint Fendley to CFO. At Zbart, Tom Acosta has rejoined the company as manager franchise development, and James Trahan has been brought into the newly created position of digital media manager. Texas Roadhouse has named Regina Tobin as chief learning and culture officer. Donna Spangler Josephson is the new chief marketing officer at Shipley Donuts. And at Ruby Tuesday, George Evans was promoted to chief operating officer, and Kathy Buckley joined the company as chief financial officer. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Before we go, join me tomorrow for the IFA's Marketing Virtual Workshop, June 24th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's open to all IFA members, whether you're a franchisor, franchisee, or supplier, and whether you're a marketer or not. We'll have roundtable discussions with franchising professionals to share thoughts on trending franchise marketing topics, including balancing brand building versus lead gen tactics and bringing brand loyalty back, ideas to retain your loyal customers. Register now at franchise.org. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.